people are mingling in the auditorium discussing what they just heard from school district leaders, that the proposed $1.4 million cut would require eliminating several teachers and programs. It's something that Superintendent Erica Klutpainter told the crowd was, quote, unacceptable and ridiculous.
We are an island. We have to provide opportunities for our kids. We have to.
Bjorn and Shannon Stolpe are the parents of three young children. The oldest is in first grade. Bjorn says they came to the meeting to gather more information about how the school district would be affected.
We're just looking to try and gather as much information as we can and figure out what the best solution is going to be and how we can help.
Shannon agrees with Governor Mike Dunleavy that there has been overspending for years in state government. But she says the governor's budget isn't the answer.
I think he's being pretty radical on trying to cut in such very hurtful areas like education.
During the meeting, presenters referred to a large screen on stage showing colorful bar graphs of how much some of the student programs and activities cost. School Board President Mara Lutomsky pointed out where the proposed cut would land.
1.4, you could start at the left. And you have to come somewhere in here. That's taking out almost 12 staff members along with these programs. It changes the face of what education looks like in Petersburg.
So one scenario would be cutting 12 staff positions, along with school programs such as music, art, shop, swimming, and other student activities. The Stolpes don't think that's a good idea. Both Bjorn and Shannon graduated from Petersburg High School in the early 2000s. Shop classes, in particular, are near and dear to Bjorn's heart. He says he wasn't a regular student who was college-bound. He took a vo-tech path and has worked for a local boat shop for the past 18 years.
Took pretty much all the shop classes I could going through high school. Introduction to woods and then the woods class and then metals and marine fab. And that was huge for me.
For some other residents at the meeting, a quality education is one of the main reasons they decided to move to Petersburg. Chrissy Morris is originally from the nearby village of Cake. She moved to Petersburg in part to get more opportunities for her son, who is in preschool. She says she came to the meeting to learn more about the budget crisis.
What the plan is, what we can do as parents, concerned citizens, to help keep the funding for the school.
Phil Hofstetter's family also moved to Petersburg last year from Nome. He's the new CEO of the Petersburg Medical Center and says one of the draws for moving here was to have more programs and activities for his two children.
You know, we're very, very excited about the education system here with our kids, and, you know, it's unfortunate.
This is unheard of. This is unprecedented, really.
That's Jean Ellis. She's at the community meeting as a retired school board member of 13 years. She was also a former legislative aide in Juneau for a decade. She says she wants people to realize that this budget proposal is for real.
Don't just think that, oh, it's just excess out there. They'll cut the excess and we'll be fine. Somebody said, well, just cut that percentage of the administrator's salary. Well, that would get you nothing, really almost nothing. This much of a cut is tremendous.
There are a lot of unknowns about the state's operating budget as the legislature comes up with its own version. In the meantime, the Stolpes hope that the school district will be able to provide opportunities for their children, like it did for them when they were growing up here.
Without those programs, it's just so sad that they're not going to be able to give these kids a chance at some pretty special things.
Nobody at the Petersburg meeting spoke in favor of the education cuts. District officials said there would need to be more community conversation as information about the budget process continues. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.